With a major diamond mine in the Prince Albert area changing hands, Environment Minister Duncan Duncan says the new owner should engage communities in the area. Rio Tinto is buying 60% of the operation near Fort La Corne.
Engage as quickly as possible, early and often in the process with the local communities, whether they be First Nations or non-First Nations, it doesn't really matter. Just be a good steward of the community that you want to do business in.
Duncan says the environmental assessment approval and conditions issued for the mine last year will be transferred to the new owners. The James Smith Cree Nation, which has an interest in the mine, says it wants to renegotiate new benefits. The Métis Nation Saskatchewan and the University of Saskatchewan have signed a formal agreement. The objective is to advance post-secondary education of Métis students in the province. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed at the U of S Saskatoon campus yesterday afternoon. University President Peter Stoichkov says the agreement is about relationship building.
There are features of that MOU that commit the university to meeting with representatives of Métis Saskatchewan and vice versa annually to make sure that we're always connecting up about what we should be doing with our research, with our programming, with our hiring, and so on.
Members of the MNS and Stoichkov hoisted the Métis flag on campus yesterday as part of the ceremonies. A LaRange man says he will not be giving up his fight to get a long-term care facility in the community. Gary Viteri says his wife needs 24-hour care due to early-onset dementia. He says he has to care for his wife because there are no available beds in LaRange.
Right now she needs placement, and my choices right now are like anywhere from 3 to 5 hours away. That's the closest placement for her, so, which I'm not going to allow. It's either going to be Saskatoon or LaRange, preferably LaRange.
Rural and Remote Health Minister Warren Keating says the government is committed to building a long-term care facility in LaRange, but no timetable was given. Changes are coming to how patients are informed and consent to medical procedures. It follows an allegation of coerced or forced tubal ligation on a Nakota woman at the Moose Jaw Hospital. Health Minister Jim Ryder says the Saskatchewan Health Authority is attempting to standardize its consent policy.
To make sure that it's full and informed consent, that there's supports in place for the person so they feel they've been, you know, fully informed and they've made, willfully given consent.
A lawyer for the woman says her client was pressured into tubal ligation moments prior to a cesarean section. Yorkton RCMP are looking to the public for information on a missing 25-year-old woman. Police say Dakota Davies was last seen in Yorkton, but may be in the Saskatoon area. She's 5'5", 250 pounds, with brown eyes and multicolored hair. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 25-year-old Dakota Davies is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. Two men were arrested last week after police received a report of intoxicated passengers on a commercial flight headed to Wollaston Lake. The RCMP says several bottles of alcohol were found hidden under the men's clothing and in their luggage last Thursday. That included 18 750 milliliter bottles of whiskey and vodka. The Mounties say the men were arrested for being intoxicated and were later released once sober. They were also charged under the Alcohol and Gaming Act. A strike by about 3,200 CN rail workers has halted freight trains across the country, and it's left farmers and grain elevator operators worried about lost sales and contract penalties. Wade Sobkowicz is the head of the Western Grain Elevator Association. He says when you lose a day of shipping, you never get it back.
It's a very difficult year from a harvest perspective and from a grain quality perspective. I think everybody knows that the Canadian grain sector is facing an increasing level of trade restrictions, the most challenging of which being imposed by China. So the silver lining this fall has been rail service.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference hit the picket lines this morning, stopping freight trains across the country. A new report by an economic institute says the Canadian and Alberta governments gave Trans Mountain $320 million in subsidies in the first half of this year. The subsidies helped cover operating losses and interest on debt. Report co-author Tom Sanzillo says the information was not clearly disclosed to taxpayers.
This is a very large subsidy. It really does require more public discussion and public disclosure. And if they don't do that, people get cynical. You know, this is a political choice that the Prime Minister has made, and he's perfectly within his right to make the choice. But the public feedback and the actual cost is really important.
Sanzillo says it's within Canada's right to subsidize the pipeline, but it shouldn't hide how much taxpayers are spending.